Today's daf is Chagiga daf Yud Dalid, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Kosov Echad Oimer. Today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. And as a schus refuah shalema, for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Malcolm Miriam bas Esther, Avram ben Gittel Edel, Sarah bas Yehudis Rachel, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Fega, Rachel, Baruch ben Rachel, Chaim Malcolm bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel bas Rachel Shendel, Mira Chava bas Shoshana, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Esther ben Rebellio, and Le'ilui Nishmas Rivka bas Naftali Hertz. So we're in the middle of Agadat the Gemara, specifically Gemara that discusses the Maise HaMerkava. So the truth is, as we've mentioned, we're learning Gemaras about things that Chazal said you're really not allowed to learn too much about. So by definition, this is a topic that we're not supposed to understand and that we're not allowed to delve too much into. Obviously, the things we're learning, we're allowed to understand a little bit of, but the expectation in terms of really tapping into the pnimius of what it is we're learning is above our pay grade. And the truth is that that's true for all Divrei Agada. We've mentioned over the years many times that the Chasam Sofer in Teiras Moshe and Parshas B'Shalach says that we find that Divrei Agada is referred to as Agada, the Gemara is going to say in today's daf, because it's Moshech. Agada the Gemara is something that's Moshech. It's geshmak, there's stories, it's light, this interesting Musar, Hashkafa that a person can take out of Divrei Agada. That's true on a superficial level. But the Chasam Sofer says that on a pnimius level, really the deepest of the deep and the holiest of the holy are in Divrei Agada. And Divrei Agada has all the Seudas HaTorah. In fact, the Chasam Sofer says that that's why you find Chazal say, it's a Gemara Masechtes Yuma Daf Ayin Hei, that the Mon was Kizera Gad. It was compared to Agada to Gemara. Why would the Mon be compared to Agada to Gemara? Such an interesting mashal to use to describe the man. So the Chasam Sofer said, because the man, Mitzarechet Chazal say, was the most delicious thing in the world. And whatever a person had a machshava for the man to taste like, that's what it tasted like. But at the same time, le'nitnu teira elu lo'ich le'aman. And mitzad sheni, you find the concept that the man is referred to as lechem abirim. It's the meichel that the malachim eat. So superficially, man, it's the best thing on the menu. On a deeper level, man is lechem abirim. Lam is a ruchnius de gemeichel. He said, the perfect mashal for that is the Agadat Gemara. Agadat superficially is dvarim that's moshech and asalev, but really the pnimius of Agadat Gemara is the holiest of the holy. It's the lechem abirim of the Talmud Bavli. Either way, that's true for all Agadat Gemara. It's certainly true for Agadat Gemara that deals with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and deals with the Malachim, and the Srofim, and the Ifanim, and the Chayis HaKadosh, and the Maisa Merkavas. Again, another Gemara that's all Divrei Agada, another Gemara that talks about things that we really have no Hasaga in, stating that Chagiga, Daf Yud Dalet, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Kosav Echad Emir, one Pasuk says, and this Pasuk is in Sefer Daniel, Elef Alfin Yisham Shune. There are thousands of Malachim that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'ribe Rivavon, and tens of thousands of malachim that kadamai yikumon, that stand in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how many malachim does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have? Thousands? Tens of thousands? Okay, because of Echadim, there's another pasuk, and this pasuk is in Iyuv that says, Hayesh mispar legedudav, can you count the troops of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it's a stira. One pasuk sounds like you could count them. Now, you're going to do a lot of counting, big numbers, thousands, tens of thousands, but there is a mispar, there is a number. There's a finite amount of malachim. And then you have another pasuk that says, Hayesh mispar ligdudav, bitmiya, can you count the malachim? It sounds like there's an infinite amount of malachim. So which one is it? The Gemara says, like, Kasha, kam bezman she'beis ha-mikdash kayim, kam bezman she'beis ha-mikdash kayim. When there was a beis ha-mikdash, there was an infinite amount of troops. But when the beis ha-mikdash was chariv, now it's thousands and tens of thousands, which is a lot, but it's not as many as there were when there was a beis ha-mikdash. What happened? Kaviyochel she'nesma'ato. So when even the Gemara uses the word kaviyachal, you know you're learning a sugya that's hard to understand. And the Gemara says kaviyachal. Again, we can't understand it. Nismata pamalya shomayla. The pamalya the military of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on some level was diminished when the Beis HaMikdash was charved. Tanya, we learned to the Brisa, Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi Samishum, Abba Yosef ben Doisoy, the name of Abba Yosef ben Doisoy. He said a different teretz to this kasha. Again, what's the kasha? The Pasuk in Daniel says thousands and tens of thousands, and then the Pasuk in Eve says you can't count them. So Rabbi said, I heard from Abba Yosef ben Doisoy. He said, Elef Alfin Yesham Shunei Misper Gedudech. It's not a stira. Each gedud, each battalion of each group of soldiers are made up of thousands and tens of thousands. However, ule gedudov, if you want to count all those groups, a mispar, that you can't count. So it's not a stira. Each individual gedud has a mispar. The gedudim don't have a mispar. Bir Abba Amar, he said a third teretz. Elef alfin yisham shunei l'nahar dinar. When the pasuk says thousands and tens of thousands, it's talking specifically about a certain group, a certain chelek of the malachim. And these are the malachim that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that emerge from the Nahar Dinor. So the Nahar Dinor is a mystical river, which the Gemara is going to get into a little bit. It is something that's in the heavens. It's the highest of the highest and the holiest of the holy. And the malachim that emerge from the Nahar Dinor, and that's what that pasuk in Daniel is referring to. Elef alfin yisham shunei v'ribay rivavan kadami yekumun. These are malachim that are associated with Nahar Dinor. How do you know that? Shenema, read the pasuk. Nahar Dinor nogeid v'nofik min kadamai. Elef alfin yisham shunei v'ribay rivavan kadami yekumun. That's the beginning of the pasuk. So it's clear that's what's going on. So just to stop for 1 second. So the Gemara brought a steer between two psukim. Thousands and tens of thousands of Malachim, Hayesh Mispar LeGedudav. There's no way to count it. So there's a steer, and the Gemara gave three terutzim. The first terutz of the Gemara was Loi Kasha Kan Bizman She Beis Hamikdash Kayin Kan Bizman She Ein Beis Hamikdash Kayin Kaviyochel. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Nismata Pamalya Shel Milo. We had a very similar Gemara at the end of yesterday's daf. The Gemara said there's one pasuk that describes the Malachim as having six wings, and there's another pasuk that describes the Malachim as having four wings. And the Gemara said again Loi Kasha Kan Bizman She Beis Hamikdash Kayin. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, six wings. When the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, two wings. Four wings, meaning they lost two. Kaviyochel shenismatu kanfei achayis. The kanfei achayis were diminished when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. We know when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, there was a tremendous yerida in Kvod Shamayim in the world. That's Pashat. That's why when we daven for the Beis HaMikdash, we say, Gali Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring back the covet and the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what emerges from these two Gemaras, that not only was the Kvod Shamayim diminished in the Olam Hazeh, but even in the Olam Yisrael Yoinim, even in the Rekiyim, even there, on some level, with the Churban, with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Nismatu, on some level, there was a miut in the Kvod Shamayim. The Chayos, who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the highest level, they go from having six wings to only four wings. And here you have the Pamalya Shel Milo, which is Hayesh Mispar LeGedudav, that's only when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Once the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, Kaviyochel Shenismato Pamalya Shel Milo. So this is just a little bit of a deeper Havana of what it means, Galik Foyt Malchuscha. It's not only in this world, but the Galik Foyt Malchuscha is all in all the Olamas, and in the highest of high places, on some level, because of the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's a Miut in Kvod Shamayim, which, if you want to take it even a step further, just goes to show what it means, what a Yid's Avera is dust to the world and the impact that it has. I mean, the Siba is for Churban Beis HaMikdash, Chazal, we megalat us in different places, ve'inkam mekoyim laharech. But we understand because of our Averas, Galino me'artzeinu, and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, there's a miut in Kvod Shamayim. But not only in this world, even in Shamayim, there's a miut of Kvod Shamayim. A person's actions and a person's maisim, his mitzvahs, his averis, have such a profound impact on the Bria that literally, even in the highest of high places, Nismato Pamalya Shel Milo, the wings of the Chayis, what did it have to do with Churban Beis HaMikdash? Who decided Churban Beis HaMikdash? We did, with our averis. This is Mamash Nefesh HaChayim 101. But either way, just tucked away. We're going through these Gemaras. It's very hard to extract concrete yesidus because so far above our pay grade. But this idea that when we talk about Gali Kvod Malchuscha doesn't just mean in this world, but Gali Kvod Malchuscha means even in the Olamas. Either way, so we just mentioned the Nahar Dinor. Why we mentioned the Nahar Dinor? Because one of the three terusim that the Gemara gave to this stira, thousands and tens of thousands, or this impossible to count the Malachim is that, now Avada, you want want to count all the malachim, you can't count. But if you want to count the malachim of Nahar Dinur that you could count, so the Gemara is going to go now, me inyan le inyan, ba'oisaya inyan, mehechan nafik. So what is this Nahar Dinur? This is a river. Where does the river flow from? Me zeyasan shal chayas. It comes from the sweat of the chayas HaKodesh. That's where it comes from. Ulehechan shafik. Where does it go to? Amarav Zutra Bartuvi Amarav Al Roish Rishon Begehenim. It flows on top of the heads of the Rishon in Gehenim. Shenem, as the pasuk says, Hine Saras Hashem Chema Yatza V'Sar Mischoilel. And where does this end up? Apparently referring to the Nahar Dinur. Al Roish Rishon Yochel. This could end up landing on the heads of the Rishon. Rav Achav Yaakov said a different teretz. He says, you want to know where Nahar Dinur goes to? It comes from the sweat of the Chayas. Aber Lo'onat Ahoylech. Where does it actually end up? Al Asher Kumtu. It goes on top of the heads of the people that were from the generations that were snatched away from the world. What does this mean? And first, what's the makar to this? Shenemar asher kumtu v'loy eis nahar yutzak yisoytam. There's a nar that pours on top of the people that were snatched away v'loy eis prematurely. So what does this all mean? Tanya. Reb Shimon HaChassid. Reb Shimon HaChassid said, Elu tshameis v'shevim v'arba doyreis. This is referring to the 974 generations. Shekumtu lihibaris kaidem shenivra oylam. That was supposed to be created in the beginning of Briyas Oylam. V'loy nivra and they weren't created. Amen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And instead of creating these doyreis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got up. The shaslam b'chaldar v'dar, and he scattered them throughout the generations. The hein azipanim shebedar, and these are the azipanim shebedar. So Rashi says that really the Torah was supposed to be given. The Torah, as in Matan Torah, was supposed to be given 1,000 generations after Briyas Ha'olam. The pasuk says davar tziva le'elav dar, that really the Torah was supposed to have been given after 1,000 generations from Briyas Ha'olam. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to expedite it, and instead of giving it and waiting 1,000 dairas, they wish to give it after 26 dairas. Rashi says, if you count from Adam Arishon until Moshe Rabbeinu, it's half of dairas. There's 26 dairas. So what happened to the other 974 dairas? That's these generations that were kumtu, they were snatched away. Kadosh Baruch Hu took these people, scatters them b'chol dar v'dar. They're the azeiponim. And what happens to them in the other world? Nahar Dinur ends up on their head. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said a different shot in this pasuk. The pasuk that says Asher kumtu v'loy eis nahar yutzak yisoydam levrachahu. Actually, this pasuk is not coming to suggest something not good, but to the contrary, it's a bracha. The pasuk says Elo tamid chachamim. It's referring to tamid chachamim. She mekamtin atzman al divrei Torah ba'ilam hazeh. What they do is they chap, and they take away specifically sleep ba'ilam hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megal Lem Soid Olam Haba. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do is he's going to reveal Soidus to them in the next world. Shenemar Nahar Yutzak Yisoidim. Reuven Margolis in the Tzayt Ziyar, he says, Pasha Pshat, in this Gemara, based on Sifrei Kabbalah, Svar Makdoshim, Ayin Sham. But he says that the idea is that when a person tries learning in this world, even if he doesn't understand the Torah 100%, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megal Lem Soid Olam Haba. This is an idea that we spoke about in the beginning of the Masechta. Anoshim came Lumay, Noshim came Lishmaya. What does it mean, Lishmaya? We spoke out from the Ben Yoyada that if a person hears Torah, even if he doesn't understand this Torah 100%, and that's why the Gemara says that Talmidim told it to Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua heard it, he was so excited because Rabbi Yeshua was Ashri Yeladatoy, as we're going to see again later in the daf. Rabbi Yeshua is Ashri Yeladatoy, because he's Ashri Yeladatoy, his mother used to take him in his crib into the Beis Medrash. So you see, there's an idea if a person hears Torah, even if he doesn't understand it 100%, he says that's what this is referring to. You have people, Shemekamtin Atzman Al Divrei Torah, by the way, they try so hard to learn, but at the end of the day, everybody's limited in terms of his capacity to understand. But if you learn, you try in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalim Scharam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megalem Soid Loilam Abba. Another Gemara related to the Nahar Dinur. Amalei Shmuel L'chiyah Barab. Shmuel told Chiyah Barab. Bar Urya Ben Torah. Ta'im Elocham Milsam Hani Mila Yeso Tav Amar Avuch. Let me tell you one of the beautiful things that your father used to say. So who's Chiyah Barab's father? Rav. Shmuel knew Rav very, very well. Rav was much older than Shmuel. Rav passed away before Shmuel did. Rav left over a son, Chiya Bar Rav, who it seems like wanted to hear more about his father, and his father wasn't alive anymore. So Shmuel, in different Gemaras, is telling Chiya Bar Rav, Mehani Mili Ma'al Yisra, from the beautiful things that Omer Avuch that your father used to say. So in this Gemara, he told him something related to the Nahar Dinur. He said, Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim, every single day, Nivra Malachi Asharis Ben Nahar Dinur. There are Malachi Asharis that are created from this Nahar Dinur. V'Amri Shira, they sing Shira U'Batli. And then they're bottle. they cease to exist. Shenema, the pasuk says, Chadashim labikarim. Every day there are new, every biker, every morning there are new malachim. Rabbe munosecha. What do? They sing your shira. So the Gemara pleaded to Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. This is not like Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. Amar Rabbi Yonis and called the Bivdi b'Chayitz Mehakadosh Baruch Hu. Every single word that comes out of the mouth of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyachol nivra mimenu malach, creates a malach. Shenema b'dvar Hashem shemayim nasu uveruach piv kol tzavon. So every word that comes out of Pet shall HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a malach. Either way, Zok de Gemara, that's not like what Rav said. Why is it not like what Rav said? Because Rav seemed to say that the malachim are created from the Nahar Dinor. And from Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani seems to be saying is that these malachim, they're coming out of Ruach Piv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zok de Gemara weiter. Kosev Echad Oimer. One pasuk says, Levushe, this is a pasuk in Daniel. Again, this is dealing with the mystical of mystical. And Daniel, in his Mara, even though the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Daniel wasn't a Navi, but we know that he saw things that even the Nevi'im didn't see. So Daniel has a Nevuah, and in the Nevuah he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki lo yirani yodim b'chai. It's not possible. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't see. He said, how could Daniel say? That's not possible. But he sees a mashal. He sees something. He sees a nevuah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is levushe ketlag chivar usar reshe kamar nekei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hair, and his hair is white. Frank the Gemara, how could that be? Yuxiv, there's another pasuk that says, Kivutsoisov taltalim, Shechoyreis koyrev. The pasuk describes the hair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's black like a raven. So is it white or is it black? Gemara says, like Kasha, Kam be yeshiva, Kam be mochama. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoishev, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the world, then it's white. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a warrior and he's fighting, b'mulchama, then it's black. Amar in l'chana b'yeshiva el zaken. For yeshiva zikna is a maila. V'in l'chana b'mulchama el bachar. And for mulchama to fight, bachar is a maila. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hair is white when he's b'yeshiva and it's black when he's b'mulchama. Kosev Echad, one pasuk says, Karsei shevivin dinur. So the pasuk is describing the kisei akavit, and the pasuk describes the kisei in the singular, karsei. The Kosev Echad Oimer, and there's another pasuk that says, Ad ki karsavon remiv va'atik yoimin yisiv. So is it karsay lashin yachid or karsavon? This is heavy Aramaic, lashin rabbah. But the kasha is one kisei or two kiseis. So Gemara like kasha, echad loif, echad David. One is the kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and next to the kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the kisei of David. Kid, the tiny one to the price, echad loif, echad David, the Rabbi Kiva. That's Rabbi Kiva said, only Rabbi Yisak Lili. So Rabbi Yisak Lili said, Akiva, ad masai ata oisa shchinochol. How could you make the shchinochol as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and next to him is David HaMelech, elo echad ledin, the echad litztaka. One is the kisei of din, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on one kisei, and the other one is the kisei of tztaka. So this is what Rabbi Yosef Aglili told Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara says, kibli minei oloi kibli minei. Rabbi Kiva thought, one is for David, one is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what did Rabbi Yosef Aglili tell him? Ad masai ata oisa shchinochol. How are you making shchinochol? Rather, what does it mean? Echad ledin, the echad litztaka. So the Gemara says, Tashma, echad ledin, the echad litztaka, the Rabbi Akiva. Only Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah told Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, Malach HaYitzal HaGadah, why are you getting involved in HaGadah? Akiva, you're saying Echol Adin V'Echol Etztaka, HaGadah is not your thing. Klach Midivrei Secha, it's a Nagam V'Holis. Someone like you, Rabbi Akiva, Azabal Kishrin, you should be learning Nagam V'Holis. Elo. So what is the pshat? Meaning, he didn't like Rabbi Akiva's pshat. Echol Adin V'Echol Etztaka. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said a third pshat. Echol L'Kisei V'Echol L'Shrafraf. One chair is the Kisei, that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu sits, and the other one is where Kadosh Baruch Hu puts his feet. Kisei Leishei V'Olel, Shrafraf L'Adayim Ragla, for his like, Shema, the pasuk says, HaShamayim Kisi, v'oretz hadoim ragli yisiyah kodesh baruch hu has a shrafra. So what's the point? The point is, you see, Rabbi Akiva was chayzer. Because in this brisa, Rabbi Akiva teaches the two cheers, not echad loy ve'echad ledavid, but rather echad ledin ve'echad letzdaka. So two things that we're not going to talk about right here. We have some related raid, Baruch Hashem, related to this. A lot of related raid bites on today's daf. But just as it relates to this particular Gemara, two things. Rabbi Akiva said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two cheers, echad loy, the echad l'david. So the first thing that comes to mind is the Gemara Chelek, where the Gemara says that Yeravam ben Avot, he's negotiating some deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chasor bach, v'ani v'ato ben Yishai netayel b'gan Eden. And then Yeravam ben Avot tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi b'roish, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ben Yishai b'roish. And Yeravam says, if that's the case, I'm not masking. So it's mavur that in Olam Haba, Kadosh Baruch Hu is metayel b'Gan Eden. And who's he metayel b'Gan Eden with? With David HaMelech. So you see, David HaMelech has this very special closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the next world. He is seen on even a different level. Not only are they spatzering together in Gan Eden, but literally by the Kisei HaKavod Alei. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a Kisei, and then right next to him, Rabbi Akiva held, there's another Kisei for David HaMelech. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Akiva said, Echad Lo Ve'Echad LeDavid. And Rabbi Yisak Lili said, quote, Akiva, at Masei Ata Oysa Shechina Chayel. How could you equate David HaMelech to the Shechina? So the second thing that comes to mind is the Gemara, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, where the Gemara says, Shimon Amsuni, and some say Nechemio Amsuni, Hayudayush Kalas and Shabbatayr. He would always dash an S, till he came to the Pasuk as Hashem Alekechatir, and then he was Pirish. He said, as Hashem Alekechatir, what are you being marbe? What could you equate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Achabar Rabbi Akiva. Until Rabbi Akiva came, Fili made, and he taught, as Hashem Alekechatir, is the Rabbi's Talmid Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva was the one that taught the world that as Hashem Alekechatir, you could be marbe something. Meaning, the Tanoim, they couldn't fathom, how is it possible to equate anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sense of Admasa Yata Oysa Shechina Chayel. You're going to be marba something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Anything that you're going to equate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inevitably being Oysa Shechina Chayel. But Rabbi Akiva said no. As Hashem Lekachatira, there is something. There is something that you could on some level be mashva. And that's the Talmud Chacham. As Hashem Lekachatira, the Rabbis Talmid Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva Lishitasoi, who holds that the Talmud Chacham is a Me'ein of the Shechina. There are two cheers, Karsavon, Echad Loi, Ve'echad LeDavid. What was Rabbi Yitzchak Lili's Taina? Ad Masai Ata Oysa Shechina Chayel. But this is Rabbi Akiva L'Shitasa. The problem is, the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was Mekabel, the Taina of Rabbi Yitzchak Lili. It seems he was Chayeser. So there's nuances over here in this Hashva. But it's Pasha to me that the Havamin of Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva thought Echad Loi, Ve'echad LeDavid. And he wasn't his spa with Rabbi Yisak Lili's time of Ad Masayat Oysa Shechina Chayel. The Havamina of Rabbi Akiva is also legitimate. So Rabbi Akiva's Havamina is probably the Shitasai that Rabbi Akiva holds as Hashem al Kachatir, the Rabbis Tamid Chacham. And then finally, so Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Yisak Lili's Pshat, Echel Lidin Vechel Litztaka. And wherever Allah's Ben Azariah tell him, Akiva, Malacha Yitzel Agado, Klech. Instead of learning, you should be learning the Gomba Hot. So Pasha, what did he mean to say? Rabbi Akiva, someone like you shouldn't be learning Divrei Agada. Someone like you, it makes more sense to be learning Lomdis and Super Lomdis. You should be Haraving, Ba'umka Shalalacha. And what's the Shpitz? Right, you think of the Shpitz, Yavamis, Ksubis. No, it's the Gomba Hot. That's what he told him. And that was the point he was trying to make. Klach Eitzel, the Gomba Hot. But we've spoken out many times over the years in the name of the Lutzker Rav. Zalman Sorotskin in his Oznaim L'Torah that says that Fakert, it's Mavu in this Gemara that even though Rabbi Akiva was Nun Shari Bino, and even though Rabbi Akiva is Halacha Kri Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiro, but at the same time when it comes to Divrei Agada, not that way, because you find this exact exchange in different places in Shas where different Tanaim are telling Rabbi Akiva, Akiva Malucha Itzal Agada. Says it sounds like they're not just telling him why you're spending your time in Agada, they're dinging zich with him, they're arguing with him, and they're telling him Malucha Itzal Agada. He says Rabbi Akiva's Iker Koyach was in Halach, and that's why they told him, go to Nagan Vaholis. That's where Rabbi Akiva. So what was he trying to say? Rabbi Akiva didn't understand the Gadat Gemara, of course he did. But he was trying to say that the Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi, this idea that we pass like Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi, that doesn't matter who's arguing with Rabbi Akiva, Halacha Kemoisa B'chol Makim, that's only true by Divrei Halacha and Lamdis and Sugi Zashas. But when it comes to Divrei Agada, there you don't have. So you see this. There's two in Yonim. There's Halacha and there's Agada. They're not the same thing. And Nafkamina in the world of Rabbi Akiva. Halacha, Rabbi Akiva, Mechaveiro. But now when it comes to Divrei Agada. Chiddush Nifla, based on these Gemaras, from the Lutzker Rav, it's in Parshas Achrimos, by the way. The Asa Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Omari said the following. Shemayin Esri Klol Eskili Yishai Yisrael. Yishaya Hanavi. He was Mekal Klal Yisrael. He cursed Klal Yisrael 18 times. V'lo Yiniskara Daita. But it didn't placate him. Meaning, it did not appease him. It didn't calm him down. Until he uttered the following klala. He said, Yirhavu hanar bazokin v'hanikla benichvat. Translation, Yiravu hanar bazokin. The nar, the child, is going to be a balgaiva on top of the older person. V'hanikla. A nikla is a mavuza. V'nikla achicha beinecha. The person that's a mavuza, he's an embarrassed person. He's going to be a balgaiva on top of the nichvat. So, Yishaya Novi is being makal the yidin, obviously because of the averus that they're doing. And he's trying to calm him, but he's not calm yet. He's still, it's like a rant, Kivu. And he's not calm. Until what? Until he finally said this klala, and then he appeased himself. Now, before we start this Gemara, you have to be ma'ayin in the Svarim HaKadoshim. Chasam Sofer is a good place to start. But if you're ma'ayin in the Svarim HaKadoshim, everyone tries to understand what this means. But Yeshaya Novi is happy, he's excited that he's given the Yidden Teichacha. It's a rant. Of course, that's not what it is. So what exactly is going on over here? So again, in line with everything that we've been learning, which is Seidus HaTorah, Ayin Sham. But either way, those are the words of the Gemara, and the Gemara now is going to go through what these 18 klalos were. So says the Gemara, Shmoyne Esri klalos manin. What were these 18 klalos? So the pasuk says, Kihine Oden Hashem Tzvakos Meisim Yishlaim Yehuda. So Yeshaya Novi said that the Oden Hashem Tzvakos is going to remove from Yerushalayim and from Yehuda. Mashenu Mashena. Mashenu Mashena. These are things that support. Kol Mishan Lechem V'chol Mishan Mayim. The support of bread and the support of water. Gibar v'ish mochamah. There'll be no gibarim and there'll be no warriors. Shoifet. There'll be no shoifet. V'navi. V'koisem. V'zokin. No older people. Sar chamishim. We'll see what that means. V'nesupanim. V'yoyetz. No advisors. V'chacham charoshim. No really smart people. V'nevoyin lochash. People that understand. People that whisper. V'nasati na'arim sareyem. And I'm going to make the young people, the youth, they're going to be the leaders. V'talulim yimshalubam. And people that are talulim, these are leitzanim, they're the ones that are going to be moishal. So the Gemara says, what does this all mean? Sakhti Gemara, number one, mashin. The first of the clause was, there'll be no mashin. So what does that mean? Elabali mikra, no people that are bekiim in mikra. Mashena el bali mishnah. There'll be no bali mishnah. Gigayim Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima v'chaveirov. What's an example of someone that knows mishnayis? Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima and his chaveirov. Please, Rabbi Papa Rabban. How much mishnayis he knew? Chadama once said, Sheish Mayis Sidrei Mishnah. He knew 600 Sidrei Mishnah. So we have Shas, which is Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. They had Shas, which was Shisha Meyo Sidre Mishnah. The Chadam and the other one said Shva Meyo Sidre Mishnah. It was 700 Sidre Mishnah, which is also Shas. Shas says in, not Shisha Sidre, not Shish Meyo Sidre, but Shva Meyo Sidre. Either way, call Mishan Lechem. What does it mean? There'll be no Mishan Lechem. Eilu Bali Talmud. There'll be no one that knows Gemara. Shenema Lechu Lachem Ubalachmi Ushinsu Bayayim Masachti. And the Lechem over there is referring to Torah. The Chol Mishan Moyim Eilu Bali Agado. It's referring to Bali Agado. We mentioned this in the intro. Shemoishchen Libay Shaladim Kemayim Ba'agado. That Bali Agado is Moishach the lave of people like water in as Agada. Gibor is a Baal Shmoy. It's referring to someone that knows a lot of Allah. This is a person that knows how to handle and learning. Shoyfeitz Adayin Shadon the Nebeslamit. It's a person that knows how to judge. Novi, Kimash Moy. That's straightforward. Koisem Zemelech. It's referring to a king. Shnemar. Kesem Al Sifse Melech. Zokain Zesharol Yeshiva. That's someone that is worthy of people asking him advice. Sar Chamishim. It's referring to someone that's a master over Chumash, literally. Someone that knows Chumash. It means someone that's at least 50 years old. So yesterday we had Rabbeinu Chananel, Kabbalah, 50. Here again we have the number 50. What's that? It's referring to someone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Masi Pan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down favorably at the generation because of this person. Who's someone like that? Rabbi Chanina Mendoisa is an example that caused the people to be noisachem by Hashem. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Tainis. So the whole world was sustained in the schos of Rabbi Chanina Mendoisa. So he's someone that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have an asiyas panim towards the Yidden. Ulamata, and on this world, there's another example. Like Rabbi Avo by the Kesar. So Rabbi Avo, in many different Gemaras, he was someone that had a lot of political influence, and he was someone that spent a lot of time by the Kesar. A lot of different Gemaras that talk about Rabbi Avo. The Gemara says he was also one of the most handsome people to ever live. Right? Shufri the Rabbi Yochanan, Shufri the Yaakov Avinu, Shufri the Admirishan. In that same Gemara, Shufri the Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo is part of that, and it seems like this was something he used for his influence within the government. It was a Baal Hadras Panim. But either way, these are examples of people that are noisim ponim l'doire bavura. You have Rabbi Chanina Mendoisa l'mala, and you have Rabbi Avo l'mata. Yoyetz. What's an example of Yoyetz? Yoyedeh l'abr shonim l'kvei chadashim. This is a person that knows how to be ma'abr shonim. He knows how to be mekadesh chadashim of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah fame. V'chacham is a Talmud ha-machim es rabbi. That's a Talmud that makes his rabbi smarter. Charoshim. He's a person that once he starts talking, learning, everybody else, they can't hear anymore. It's too much, right? Just so much Torah that they become kicharoshim. the cheresh and the masker, the pasuk says, right? When Yechoniah took the Yidden into Galus, he took with them the cheresh and the masker. Chazal say, who were the cheresh and the masker? These were people, they had so much Torah that everybody came charoshim. Unevoin zehamevin davar mitoich davar. It's referring to someone that understands. He hears something and he understands something else from it. Lachash zesheroi limsalei devetorish hent malachash. He's someone that is worthy of hearing Torah. Torah's hanister, the type of Torah that's given over in a whisper. What does that mean? These are people, they're like children as it relates to mitzvahs. The tanlulim yimshalubam, amar rav acha bar yakov tali bar ta'ali. These are talub idnasagidle, is a shul, it's a fox. So these are fox that are the children of foxes. So what does that mean? It means that the fox is cunning. So the leaders are going to be people that are not just cunning, that cunning, ben benoishal cunning. Right? That's a klala. So Yeshaya Novi gives all these different klalas, and he wasn't appeased until he said the following. He said, Yiravu anar bezokin. He says, the nar is going to be a balgaiva on top of the zalki. I mean, the person that really shouldn't have gaiva is going to act with gaiva on top of the person that should have gaiva. Elu b'nei olam shamanor min ha-mitzvahs. These are people, again, they have very few mitzvahs, but yirhavu b'misha memulu b'mitzvahs kerimen. They're going to act like gaiva on top of the people that have so many mitzvahs. How many? Like a rimoin. V'aniklo b'anichbod yovi misha chamuris doimus olav kekalas. People that averis chamuris, they treat like kalas v'yirhavu, and they're going to have gaiva b'misha kalas doimus olav chamuris. For someone who treats kalas the way they treat chamuris. Just one ha'ara before we go weiter, and that is just one thing worth mentioning, because it's a ray that we've spoken about a few times recently. Just one ha'isafa. And that is, the Gemara said nesu panim. What's a nesu panim? Zesh noise panim l'dayir bavura. This is someone that, because of him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a nesias chen towards the dar. Right, Hashem treats the generation differently sometimes because of a tzaddik. So what's an example of that? Someone said, l'mayla in Shamayim, the example would be kugoyin Rav Chanina ben Doisa. L'mata, in this world, the example would be Rav Avoh Bekesa. So Rav Chanina ben Doisa, he's the example of Mayla. Why? So we mentioned, Rashi says, based on the Gemara in Tainis, the Gemara says, kol oilam nizam mishvil Chanina beni. If you remember, that Gemara says, every single day there's a baskel that comes out and says, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, baskel says, kol ha'olam nizam mishvil chanina b'ni, v'chanina da'iloi b'kav chru v'me'er Shabbos l'er Shabbos. The whole world is sustained because of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. When does that baskel come out? Every single day. So we mentioned that the achroinim, mucho a little bit, every day means today. Hi yoyim. Today there was a baskel that said, kol ha'olam nizam mishvil chanina b'ni. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, he lived right around the time of Churban Bayis Sheni. He hasn't been alive for close to 2,000 years. So what does it mean, kol ha'olam nizam b'shvil chanina b'ni? Today the world is still being sustained because of chanina b'ni. Rabbi Yaakov Emden is Agoy Siyai, but says, of course not. What it means is that every single day there's a baskel that says that there's a tzaddik that's like Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa b'shaitai, that kol ha'olam is nizam b'shviloi. So in the times, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was b'shvil chanina b'ni. And today, it could be because of a different tzaddik. But the point is, in every generation, there's a baskel that says, kol ha'olam nizam b'shvil the proverbial chanina b'ni. That's what Yaakov Emden says. I think this Gemara is mefurish. The Gemara says, unesu ponim zeshen noisim ponim l'doirei bavura. L'mayla, what's an example? Kigoyin Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. The Gemara says, not Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. The Gemara says, Kigoyin Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. What does Kigoyin mean? It's a beispiel. It's an example. An example, a moshul would be Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. And what does Rashi say? What does it mean? It means, because kol oilam nizam mishul Chanina beni. So you see, that basko wasn't just Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. The Gemara was megala to us through Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. It was told with regards to this great tzaddik, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. But it wasn't exclusive to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. The Gemara says, Kigoin Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa is just a mashal, it's an example. But really, there's other tzaddikim, and that's like Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, Bechol yoyim v'yoyim. Every single day, there's a baskel that says it. Zok the Gemara vaita, Om Rav Katina. Rav Katina said, so again, we're digressing from our digression. We just mentioned 18 klolos that Yeshaya Novi gave the Yidden Surka Churban Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara is going to talk about that kufa of Churban Beis Hamikdash. Rav Katina, Rav Kanina said, "I feel b'shas kishlein eshi Yerushalayim." Even when Yerushalayim was at its lowest point, like pasku mehem bali amana, but there never ceased to be erlicha people. There were always erlicha Yidden, even at the time of the Churban. Shem, how do you know that? A pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, "Ki yispois ish ba'achiv beis aviv." A man is going to meet his friend. He's going to chop him, grab him by the lapels. He's going to tell him, Sim lo lecha, katzim tielon. Do me a favor, would you please be a leader for us? So what does this mean? Dvarim shebnei yadam iskasim kisim lo, yeshnon tachas yotcha. A person is going to meet his friend, he's going to say, will you please come be a Marad Astra for us? Right? We're looking for a Rav, we're looking to hire someone to lead us in a spiritual way. Can you please be that person? What does it have to do with a Simla? Dvarim shebnei yadam iskasim kisim, something that people hide, like people hide underneath their clothing, yeshnon tachas yotcha, you have. So Torah is something that people hide. So what does that mean? If someone doesn't know how to learn, he hides. If someone's going to ask him a question of learning, that's the mashal. Either way, if a machshela says, you have this machshela. Maiva machshela says, Torah shem the yadam oimdim aleim emkem nichshavahem. Torah is a mitzias that in order to understand Torah, you have to stumble first. First you don't understand it, and eventually you understand it. So a person's going to meet his friend. He's going to tell him, I know you have Torah. Yeshnon tachas yotcha. Come, be a leader for us. Yisa b'yema huleim. The person's going to respond, loy eyeh. Chayvesh, I'm not going to be a chayvesh. Ubevesi ain't rachem and simla. I have no bread, I have no clothing. I'm not worthy of this dollar. So what does this woman? Yisa and Yisa loshen shvuot. He's going to switch. Nah, I never learned. Ubevesi ain't rachem and simla. Shem yadu le mikrav le mishnah. Like gemara, I have no Torah. I'm the wrong guy. Mistaken identity. You don't want me to lead you. Trust me. Again, garnish. So what do you see from here? You see that this person was erlich. Why? Because if people are not going to be Erlich, you should have said, yeah, of course, I'll take it. Where do I sign? What's my signing bonus? Right? You should have taken the shtel. So from the fact that he doesn't do that, Sokhti Gemara, Amrav Katino, you see that even in the lowest point, like Pasko Mehem Balei Amon. But the Gemara says, how can you bring a riot from here? La'olam, I'll tell you, V'dolma Shani Hasan. Meaning, really, maybe people weren't Erlich. Problem is, the Amalu Gamirna, if the person's going to take the shtela, what's he going to do when he has to get up and give his first speech? There's going to be a achdar, they're going to call the rabbi. This person never learned anything in his life. Now, all of a sudden, he's not going to be able to give a drashna. Amri Loi, Amalon, and he's not going to know what to say. So the Gemara says, you're right, I hear, that's true. We're not blaming this person, or we're not proving anything for the fact that he didn't take the shtela. He'd be a fool if he took the shtela. But at the same time, why did he have to be so honest? Right? Sometimes you don't have to be so honest. I mean, you do, but the point is that he didn't have to. Havalei the Meimer, what he should have said was, Gomer v'shachach. He could have said, you should know, it's true, you have the right guy. Whoever gave you information, gave you perfect information. I used to be a major lamdan, I learned in this yeshiva, that yeshiva, I wrote Sforim on Dalut Chelki Shulchan Aruch, I wrote an Agadat on Kabbalah. The problem is, you know, right now I'm not so sharp. What did he mean when he said, he said, I never learned. That was super honest. You see that even in the lowest point, but the Yidden were always Erlich. Was that true? Ain't he? My Rav, Rav said just the opposite. Yishalayim wasn't destroyed until there were no more honest people. Shenema, the Pasuk says, this is Yirmiyahu Anavi talking. And he's saying Nevu at the same exact time. Right? He says, go out and look in the Chutzei Yerushalayim. Start searching, like really investigate. Im timtzu ish, if you can find an honest man, im yeshoy se mishpa mevakish amuna, if this person actually handles erlich, the eslach lo, I'm going to forgive the Jewish people. Yirmiyahu said he couldn't find one honest man at the time of the Korban. So here, Rav Katina said, "I feel the b'shas k'shleina shivushalayim loy paskim bali amona." And Rav said just the opposite, "Loy charvi yushalayim." Imagine paskim men of bali amona. Which one was it? Were people erlich, or could you not even find one erlich person? Mars is like kasha. You have to say it's not a kasha. Habe devei tayra, habe masa matan. One is talking about in learning, and the other one's talking about in business. But devei tayra have. There were people very erlich in learning. Yeah, people were very honest. People would say, "I never learned." If a person never learned, he would admit the fact that he never learned. Habe masa matan. But when it came to business, that's what Rava was referring to. That's what Yirmiyahu was referring to. He couldn't find one erlich person in business. Either way, so the next Gemara that we're about to learn is going to return to the Maaseh Merkava. It's a Gemara that we've talked about many, many times together. We've literally gone through this Gemara chapter and verse. It's a Gemara that Be'ezus Hashem, we have several related raid bites on, hours worth. It's a Gemara that from an Agadata perspective is so rich in terms of the lessons that can be taken out. We're just going to learn the Gemara. We're just going to teach the Gemara and ayin shum to the related raid bites as far as additional raid goes. Zok the Gemara tanu rabon, a price. Maisa, there was a story. Bi Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. With Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shei Yerochav al-Hamari was riding on a donkey. V'yimahalich baderech, and he was on the road. For Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who was one of Rabbi Yechim Azakiya's Talmidim, and by the way, he wasn't just one of his Talmidim. He was one of his five prized Talmidim that the Mishnah mentions in Pirkei Avos, Chamisha Talmidim, Hoyvle, Rabbi Yechim Azakiya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yishua. One of them was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. And he was Mechamer Acharov. He was riding on a donkey, and in a respectful way, he's behind his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amaloi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach turns to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he says, Rebbe, Shneili Perik Echad Maisa Merkava, can you please teach me one chapter of Maisa Merkava? Amaloi, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Loikach Shan Nisi Lechem, haven't I taught you? It's a Mishnah. It's the first Mishnah in the second Perik of Masechtas Chagiga. V'loi ben Merkava b'yachad, you can't teach Maisa Merkava even to one Talmud, Elam Kein Hoi Chacham Meivim Midaiter. Unless he's a chacham, that's mevi midaita. You're not a chacham who mevi midaita. It's clear that Rabbi Yechim Azakiya wasn't blind. So I'm sorry, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. If the shteig more, then I'll be able to teach you. But I can't teach you right now. I'm aloy. So Rabbi Elazar ben Arach told Rabbi Yechim Azakiya, Rabbi, tarsheni loy me lefanecha dober echshem madetani. Okay, I understand. But can you please teach me, can I please tell you something that you already taught me? That's interesting, because Rabbi Yechim Azakiya just told Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, you're not worthy of me teaching you. And then, in the next line, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach tells Rabbi Yechim Azakiya, let me tell you something you already told me. This is the basis for the raid bites. Oh my lord, he told him, Amar, sure. Miyad yor Rabbi Yechim Zakh, Miyad Chamar, Rabbi Yechim Zakh got off the donkey. V'nesate, v'ni put on a talus. V'yashnav, alo, evan tachas azayis, he sent on a stone underneath an olive tree. Oh my lord, he told him, Rabbi, mibnei mayur adotom ala chamar. So Rabbi Elazar ben Arach told Rabbi Yechim Zakh, why you just get off your donkey? Amar, so he told him, efshat adayish b'mayis merkava. You're about to be dayish b'mayis merkava. U'shchina imanu, the shchina is going to be with us. U'malachi ashar is malachi maysonu. And the Malachi Ashars are going to be with us. Vani Erkav al Chamor, shall be riding on a donkey? That's not appropriate. Miyad Pasach Rabbi Elazar ben Arach b'maisa merkava. So Rabbi Elazar ben Arach opened his mouth and he started teaching maisa merkava. V'darash. And he started darshing. V'yorda ech ben Hashamayim. And as he did that, fire descended from heaven. V'sivav the kol ilan shebasad. And it surrounded all the trees in the field. Paschu kulan v'amru shira. And then the trees began to sing. Mashira amru. What was their niggin? They said, Hallelujah, Hashem in the aretz. Taninim v'chol tohoimois. Eitz piri v'chol arazim. Hallelujah. So the tree sang hallelujah. And then a malach min ha'esh, all of a sudden a malach started talking from within the fire. So the fire is surrounding this whole area. A malach comes out of the fire. But Amar and it said, Hein hein ma'isem rakav. What Rabbi Elazar ben Arach just said is exactly Hein hein ma'isem rakav. He got it perfectly. Amar Rabbi Yechim Zakeh Nashke Arosha. So Rabbi Yechim Zakeh got up and he kissed Rabbi Elazar ben Arach on his head. But Amar and he said, Baruch Hashem alikei Yisrael shenasim ben Avram Avinu. Baruch Hashem who gave a child, a descendant of Avram Avinu. She'yodei Elohavin v'lachko. Who understands how to come to Maisa Merkava. Why Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu did this exactly. He was Yodei Elohavim V'lachkar. V'lidrash. Avram Avinu, like the Rambam said at the beginning, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Hayu Meshatet, right? He was wondering and he was investigating, he was an understanding, and he came to an Emes HaKara. He came to the Emes. And that's exactly where Rabbi Elazar ben Arach did. He said, Yeshna Doiresh Ve'ino Mekayim. There are people that are not Doiresh, but they're in a Namikayim. People don't know how to give a drasha, but they don't live it. Namikayim, they ain't no dairish. Then there are people that know how to do, they're chasidim, the anshei maisa, but they don't know. They don't understand it 100%. Ata no dairish, the Namikayim. And then again, Ashrecha Avram Avinu, Shalazah ben Arach Yotza Michal Atzachi, turns and he gives a bracha to Avram Avinu. How praiseworthy are you? How benched are you, Avram Avinu? You was zaychat aza enakol. Who's the enakol? Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Zok to Gemara. Ukshinem radram from Rabbi Shua. So Rabbi Shua heard about this story. He heard about Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, his Echa Bimnei Chabura, who had darshan the Maaseh Merkava, and this great spectacle that took place, and the reaction of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So the Gemara says, "Hoyu huv Rabbi Yosi Hakoyen halcha madarach." He and Rabbi Yosi Hakoyen, they were traveling together. Amru, so they said, "Afanu nidresh b'Maaseh Merkava." Let's try to do the same thing. Let's see if we can be darshan b'Maaseh Merkava. So the Gemara says, "Pasach Rabbi Yeshua v'darash." So Rabbi Yeshua got up and he said the following drasha: "V'oisei yom tukufas tamus hoyu." Now, to be clear, when this happened, it was tukufas tamus. This was at the height of the summer, Niskashu Shemayim Ba'ofen, all of a sudden, out of the blue, literally, the heavens suddenly started forming clouds. V'nirakim in Keshes Ba'onen, they were able to see a rainbow inside the clouds. And then all of a sudden they felt the malachim coming together, convening. All of a sudden there's a tumult, right? What's this tumult that's taking place. The malachim are coming. Kivnei adam shemeskapten ubay lirois b'mazmutei chasim v'kala. And the Gemara gives a mashal. It's like people, like you're at a chasin and all of a sudden it's ketzim ragdim lifting a kala. Everybody starts coming and pushing and tumbling and everyone wants to have a good, right? This is exactly what everybody wants to see. Halach Rabbi Yisrael Koyin. Rabbi Yisrael Koyin went v'sipet v'ram lifnei Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh. Rabbi Yisrael Koyin, he's together with Rabbi Yeshua, and he went and he repeated it to their Rebbe. Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh. Omar said Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh, Ashreichem. Praised are you, and Ashrei Yeladetchem. Ashrei Eina Shekach Ro. Praised are the eyes that saw this. V'af Aniva Atem B'chaloimi Mesubin Ayun Al Har Sinai. And then he says, I want you to know that I had a dream. And he said, and in my dream, we were together, and we were sitting at Har Sinai. V'nitna Aleinu Baskol Min Hashamayim. And a baskol came out that said, Alu Lekan, Alu Lekan. He says, come up. Teraklin Gedoylim. Big, beautiful mansions, umatzoyis nois, and beautiful mats, mutzoyis lachem, are spread out waiting for you. Atem v'talmideichem, v'talmidei talmideichem, mezumanim l'kat shlishis. You're all going to be part of the third group of people that are going to be makabel the pnei shechina. A fascinating, fascinating Gemara. But either way, the Gemara says, first the story with Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, and then the Gemara tells another story. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yitzchak Kohen heard this. They did the same thing. Now it's interesting that what was Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai's reaction when he heard that Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yitzchak Kohen, they were also Dairish, the Maisa Merkava? He said, Ashreichem, the Ashrei Yeladetchem. Ashrei Yeladetchem was Rabbi Yeshua. But the Mishnah says in Ovis, the Chamisha Tamidim Hoyle Rechim and Zakkai. And one of them was Rabbi Yeshua. And what was Rabbi Yeshua Shvach? Ashrei Yeladetoy. Here again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai L'shitasoy tells Rabbi Yeshua, Ashrei Yeladetchem. What's interesting is he told it not only to Rabbi Yeshua, but he told it to Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin as well. Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin is also one of the five Talmidim that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, one of them is Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin. Now, in that Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin Shvach is that he's a chassid. Rabbi Yeshua is Ashrei Yeladetoy. Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin is a chassid. Over here, Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin also merited the Shvach of Ashrei Yeladetchem. What's also interesting is we've mentioned this many times, that the Abar Benel in the Sefer Nachlas Avi says that he thinks that Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was none other than Yosifun ben Gurion. If that's the case, this Gemara adds a whole other dimension to who Yosifun ben Gurion was. He was on the level that he was able to be Dairish b'maisa merkava. I mean, the Mishnah Novus is enough. Chamisha talmidim hoyle the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. One of them is Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin. Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin is chassid. So of course, I mean, that's an epic hesped in and of itself. But with the Abar Benel's Knech, and with this Gemara right here in Chagiga Yudalid, it emerges that Yosifun ben Gurion, that Abar Benel understood, he was able to reconcile Yosifun ben Gurion, the Gavra, with someone that was able to be Dirish ben Maisim Rekova, which is fascinating. But either way, the Gemara has a kasha on the story. Gemara says, Amy, is that true? Is what true? We just said a lot. Is it true that Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch was Dirish ben Maisim Rekova, Vakitan, you will learn to the Brice, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Sholish Hartzois. There were three drushes that were given on the topic of Maisa Merkava. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, here's the Dvarim of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Rabbi Yeshua once said over Maisa Merkava to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva, here's the thing, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva said it over to Rabbi Yeshua. And Chananya ben Chachinai, Hirtzo Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, and Chananya ben Chachino, he said it over to Rabbi Akiva. Now, what's the kasha of Ilu Rabbi Lazman Aruch? Like a chasha, doesn't say Rabbi Lazman Aruch said it over to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Rabbi Yeshua told it to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yeshua, and Chananya ben Chachino, he told it to Rabbi Akiva. There's no mention of Lazman Aruch. So the Gemara says, the artsi v'artsu kameka chasha. The Brice is only mentioning people that gave a drasha in Maisa Merkava, but also people that other people gave to him a drasha in Maisa Merkava. Oh, but the artsi, someone that gave a drasha, v'loi artsu kameh, but nobody gave a drasha to him, like a chashim. That's not mentioned. Faith to Gemara, is that true? Meaning, what's the point? The point is that Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch was Dairish in Maisa Merkava, but nobody was Dairish to Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch in Maisa Merkava. Faith to Gemara, it doesn't stem. Why? Because V'chananya ben Chachinoi, he's mentioned here in this price. So, P'loy Arzu Kameh, no one seemed to have told him Maisa Merkava, V'kachashiv, right? The last person mentioned was, who's the third person? Chananya ben Chachinoi, Hirtzel lefnei Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't say anyone was Hirtzel lefnei Chananya ben Chachinoi. So why shouldn't we say that Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch was Hirtzel lefnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, despite the fact that nobody was Hirtzel lefnei Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch? That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers, the artsi miyo kamei manda artsi. It's true, nobody said Maisim Erkova to Chananya ben Chachinoi. But Chananya ben Chachinoi said Maisim Erkova to someone who he himself said over Maisa Merkava to somebody else. Chanani Bechachino, he told Maisa Merkava to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva told Maisa Merkava to Rabbi Shua. So really, we wouldn't have mentioned Chanani Bechachino. Really, we want to mention Rabbi Akiva. Well, we want to mention Rabbi Akiva, number one, said Maisa Merkava to someone else, and Rabbi Akiva had someone say Maisa Merkava to him, so that's the only reason we mention Chanani Bechachino. So we mention Chanani Bechachino, not because we want to mention Chanani Bechachino. Why would we mention Chanani Bechachino? Because even though he said Maisa Merkava to Rabbi Akiva, but nobody said it to him. And we're only mentioning people that said and had it said to them. And that's why we're not mentioning Rabbi Elazar ben Aroah. So why did we mention Chanani ben Chachino? Because we want to mention Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva was someone that had it said to him and said it to someone else. Who said it to Rabbi Akiva? It was Chanani ben Chachino that said it. And it's for that reason we mentioned Chanani ben Chachino. Either way, we're going to end here. This next Gemara, by the way, is Gemara that we've mentioned even more than many times, and that is the Gemara of the Arba that were nichnasu lepardes, the story of Acher and Elisha Baravua, Rabbi Akiva, who was nichnas b'shalom, v'yatza b'shalom. But again, as it relates to this last Gemara, many related raid bites, specifically Rabbi Elazar ben Aroah and the Maaseh Merkava, part 1, part 2, part 3, Ayin Shalom.